Everybody, back here on Tuesday. We are Greg Ambrosius less today, so it's just me and Tom for the next 15 or 20 minutes or so. Tom, Monday Night Football, decent game. We got not as quite as high scoring as I thought it might be, but we still got 45 points in there. What are your initial thoughts on last night?
Yeah, it's too bad the Buccaneers couldn't win. I think they were the better team out there. I mean, the problems. I mean, Jameis Winston, that's the best game he's played all season. Yep. We finally saw Mike Evans again. I think the big problems here were the Falcons put the ball on the ground three times in the game, including once in the end zone, and they recovered every one of them. If the Buccaneers, for example, recover that Freeman fumble in the end zone, game's completely different. If they recover the Freeman fumble deep in Atlanta territory in the second half, game is completely different. But they're just not an opportunistic defense, and I thought they were the better team. Their defense played about as well as they can play. I fully expect them to get completely annihilated by the Panthers this week because I think they kind of spent it this week. But, the Falcons, I'm not a believer. I'm sorry. I mean, Julio Jones had three catches. Freeman was fantastic. No, yep. Tevin Coleman. He's a beast. But Matt Ryan missed throws. Sanu was very quiet. Hooper's dead. I mean, I'm not sold on this team. I don't think they can win out, which is what they need to do to win the division title. They got to play New Orleans this week and then Carolina. I think they could lose both those games. So I'm just not impressed by the Falcons right now.
Agreed, 100% on the Falcons. They while they may squeak into the playoffs, they're not. To me, they're the by far the sixth best team in the NFC that's going to be in the playoffs. Real quick note on Mike Evans, 8 targets, 5 catches, 79 yards, and a touchdown. Those targets don't include the couple offensive pass interference penalties call. One was an obvious Randy Moss-esque push-off where he scored that touchdown, but the other one was really ticky-tack. So, again, refs getting involved too much in a game. We see it all the time. But good to see Mike Evans and Jameis Winston back on the same page. That bodes well for next season. So
let me ask you. All right, so Mike Evans has pretty much he's been disappointment all year, but he's been really bad the last few weeks before last night. Week 16, championship week, they're playing the Saints, Marshawn Lattimore. Are you starting Mike Evans? I mean, obviously it comes down to choices. I understand that, but just generally speaking, do you feel like, okay, yeah, I'm back on with Mike Evans?
I think yes, I am. Gut call, again, pending other options, but I think I'm back. And Jameis is taking shots downfield with him finally. That's the one thing we needed to see. Again, he got another touchdown call back because of pass interference, but at least the fact that Jameis is taking 35, 40-yard shots down the field for him, I think that's, I'm back on board. Enough to start him.
Yeah, what sways it for me is DeSean Jackson being hurt.
Well, that is.
And I would fully expect D-Jax to be out. He was in a boot after the game. So all those targets should be there for him next week for Evans.
All right, so with the Falcons winning that game, that means the Green Bay Packers officially eliminated from the NFC playoffs this year.
Yep.
Is Rodgers going to play on Saturday against the Vikes?
I don't know. I took him out of our FSTA lineup. I put Matt Ryan in. I'm not feeling great about it, but I don't know. Here's the thing. He told Troy Aikman before the game last week, he was only coming back because they had a chance to make the playoffs. So you would think, with the season over, they'd shelve him, but who knows? I mean, he's a competitive guy. It's a rematch against the team that cheap shotted him earlier in
allegedly
the year.
It was
a blatant cheap shot. It was awful. It was terrible. I'm not as worked up as Greg is. I'm trying, but I can't. But as a rematch,
that's because it was a fair hit. It was a completely legal hit.
He did drive him into the ground. He didn't need to do that. But anyway, the point is, rematch against the Vikings, the last home game of the year, possibly. Yeah, they go to Detroit week 17, right?
Yeah.
So there are reasons to play. I mean, I saw somebody put on Twitter. He goes, well, the reason is you want to be competitive. The teams that are competing against the Vikings, like the Eagles, for example, who clinch the number one seed if the Vikings lose on Saturday night, want the Packers to play at full strength. Well, okay, yeah, that sounds all
great for the Eagles.
Good.
Yeah, good for you, Eagles.
Well, but the problem with that is we know in week 17 teams are bailing. I mean, the Patriots can clinch home field this week with a win over Buffalo. They're bailing in week 17. They're out, right?
Yeah.
The Eagles, if they win or the Vikings lose this week, they clinch. They're done.
No, they don't. They don't clinch if they win this week. They'd have to win. If the Vikings win out and the Eagles lose on week 17, the Vikings are the number one seed.
Yeah, but the Eagles aren't going to lose week 17.
Well, they play Dallas. I mean,
they're not. Okay, they're not losing. Okay, my mistake there. I correct on that. But the bottom line is, the point being, teams are going to bail in week 17. We know that. And other teams are going to have playoff ramifications possibly playing against them. Let's say the Vikings lose Saturday. Eagles clinch. They rest their guys week 17. They play the Cowboys, who still have a chance.
Yep.
Cowboys get to play a preseason team. That's not fair. Well, that's how it is. It sucks ass. Yes,
that's
it's
the way
bullshit.
It is.
But so don't give me that. The Packers need to be competitive and all that. Fuck that nonsense. That's a stupid argument. So I don't know. I think he sits. I don't. Why? What's the point?
Yeah.
What do you got to prove here?
Nothing.
You win two games. I mean, what? That doesn't mean anything.
No.
Aaron Rodgers plays well. That doesn't mean anything. We already know he's great. So
one note: the Packers re-signed the quarterback that they had. The name is escaping me, which may mean nothing, but still, they did re-sign him.
It could mean something, but. What Tom Silverstein tweeted right after it happened, who covers the Packers, he said they were planning to do that all along.
Gotcha.
Because they had Callahan, they like him, they wanted him back, so they were planning to do this all along. So he said, don't read into it. It could mean that, but he said it doesn't necessarily mean that.
Okay, real quick, I'm looking at Vegas Insider. No real lines in Vegas yet, so obviously they haven't made a determination if they think Rodgers is going to play. My guess is if they think Rodgers is going to play, Vikings probably a 1 or 1.5 point favorites to open. If it's Hundley, it's going to be obviously more than that.
At least six.
Rest of the NFC. So let's assume obviously the Vikings have clinched. Obviously Philly has clinched a playoff spot. Rams have also clinched. So basically we're looking at. You know, what teams are going to be 4, 5, 6 here. Carolina's essentially in as well. Well, and no, New Orleans is probably in as well.
No, so, we're looking at the 6th seed.
Yeah, we're looking at the 6th seed. So you got
Atlanta's
in the driver's seat.
Dallas, Seattle, and one other team.
And Detroit. So Atlanta's in the driver's seat as they have a one-game lead across, you know, Detroit, Dallas, and Seattle, all 8-6. And Atlanta has beat all of them this year head-to-head matchup. So they are... obviously in the driver's seat, but like you said, two tough games at New Orleans and then at home at Carolina, which New Orleans and Carolina still playing for seeds at this point. So what are your thoughts? Here's Atlanta. Well, I just gave you Atlanta's schedule. Detroit's schedule is at Cincinnati this week, who have basically checked out after the Vikings game, and then home against Green Bay, probably a Rodgers-less Green Bay. Dallas has a home game against Seattle and then travels to Philly week 17, which we just talked about, maybe a preseason game, and then Seattle is... at Dallas, and then at Arizona to end. So what are your predictions as of now?
I'm going to give you – here's your shocking prediction for week 16.
Okay.
I think the Bengals beat the Lions.
Really?
I think they rise up one last time. I don't know why they'll do it for Marvin Lewis, but they're going to fucking do it for Marvin Lewis. His last home game, I think they're going to rise up. I really do. Besides, the Lions just aren't – I mean, the Lions could have lost to the Bears last week, realistically. If Trubisky didn't throw 8,000 interceptions, they'd probably lose that game. So I'm just going to say it. If I was in Vegas – I don't know what the line is. I'm assuming the Lions are the favorite. But if I was in Vegas, I would take the Bengals and the points. So I think the Bengals win. The Cowboys against Seattle – now that's
in Dallas,
right?
With Zeke back, yep.
In Dallas with Zeke back, but – there's no way the Seahawks defense is going to get lit up like that 2 weeks ago. Not on against the run. Not like that. So I think it's not a great week for Zeke. You got to start him, obviously, if you've been holding on to him this long. But I think the Seahawks are going to be ready for this one. I think I think the Seahawks could end up sneaking into this damn thing because I don't think the Falcons went out. I'm predicting a Bengals beating the Lions, which takes care of them. And I think the Seahawks beat the Cowboys this week. Seahawks.
So there you go. Seahawks is your 6th seed from the Savant. All right, AFC real quick. This one's a little bit simpler. Obviously, we're going to say Pittsburgh, New England, and Jacksonville finish 1-2-3 in some order. So that basically leaves three teams looking in. We got the whoever wins the AFC West is going to be the 4th seed. Now, Kansas City in the driver's seat there. All they need is a win or a loss from the Chargers, I think, and the Raiders or something. But they're at home against Miami. Chiefs are at home against Miami this week and then go to Denver week 17. So let's assume the Chiefs win that division. Going to be the four seed. So that leaves two spots, 5 and 6. We have Baltimore, who looks to be in the driver's seat. Two home games against Indianapolis and Cincinnati. We have Buffalo, who has to go to the Patriots this week, and then they end at home against Miami. And then you got the Chargers at the Jets in a home game against Oakland. And then at the end there, you got Tennessee, who I'm considering no shot. I know they're 8-6 right now, but they play the Rams, and then they play Jacksonville. And even if Jacksonville's sitting somebody the last game, Titans are just not a very good football team. That 8-6 record is a smokescreen. I said that last week when they were 8-5 and had to go to San Francisco. So what are your thoughts between the Chargers, the Ravens, and the Bills? You need two teams there.
Well, I like the Ravens a lot. I think they are really coming together. Flacco's playing good football. Collins gives them the running game, and their defense is hanging in there without Jimmy Smith. So, and they win this week. They will crush the Colts. So that's a win. And I do think they beat the Bengals because the Bengals shoot their load this week to beat the Lions, and then they have nothing week 17. So the Ravens are in. So then it comes down to the Chargers, and the Chargers got the Jets this week and then Oakland. What, the Broncos?
Nope, Oakland at home.
Oakland. Okay, so they'll win two. The Bills lose this week to the Patriots and beat the Dolphins week 17. So the Chargers, right? They win two and they're in.
That should be the way it is, yep.
They're not losing to the fucking Jets. I mean, and Bryce Petty. And then they got Oakland, and we know how bad the Raiders have been. So, yeah, the Chargers are in.
All right.
They'll play better. But, obviously it was a disappointment on Saturday. But, that schedule's too good. The Bills clearly are not beating the Patriots. But they will kick the crap out of the Dolphins in Week 17.
So that sets up a Baltimore at Kansas City first-round playoff matchup. That one pretty enticing. I like that.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I mean, again, I said yesterday, I'll say it again, the Ravens are going to be the team nobody wants to play.
Yeah.
Because they are playing good. I mean, they're scoring points. Remember early in the year, Flacco was awful. They couldn't run the ball, and they would score like 10 points a game, and their defense was really good. Well, now the defense has taken a hit with some injuries and Jimmy Smith being out. But Flacco's playing really well. He is dialed in. Alex Collins gives them the running game. So now they're scoring like 30 points a game and just trouncing people. So, yeah, they're going to be a tough out. That will not be an easy matchup for Kansas City if that's how it goes down.
Gotcha. So there we go from NFL playoffs. Let's segue into the final week of our NFFC playoffs and our national competitions. We have five leaders at this point. 1 week to go in all these. So, it's going to be a fun week. No Thursday games this week, so nothing gets going until Saturday. We finish off Monday with two games, Steelers and who are the Steelers playing this week?
Steelers, Texans, yep. and then the Eagles, Eagles, Raiders on Monday night.
So there you go. That's the schedule for this week. So let's take a look at our couple of our leaders at this point in the Classic. We have Duke Viveros, the guy that told Greg he is going to win this year. Longtime veteran.
He called it.
Yeah, he did. All right, Tom, tell me Duke's roster here moving forward for the last week.
Yeah, this team is freaking loaded. He went 12-1 in the regular season. He was bummed he couldn't go undefeated. When you hear the players, you're going to understand why he went 12-1. He took Kareem Hunt in the first round. This was after the Thursday game, so he banked all those points. But Kareem Hunt, Alvin Kamara in the 10th round was the pick of the year for him. His quarterbacks is going to come down to Alex Smith or Kirk Cousins. So it'll be interesting to see which way he goes there. He's got Christian McCaffrey as well. So this is a really good team that he's got. We'll have him on the Sirius show tomorrow night talking about it. But, this is a very good team. Obviously, Kamara and Kareem Hunt, he is loaded at running back. He can throw McCaffrey in with a great matchup in his flex. And then he has to decide on the quarterbacks. They're pretty close last week in points, Smith and Cousins. So I'll be interested to find out which way he decides to go this week there.
All right, how about our prime time? I think John Bosch is the current leader.
Yeah, John, he'll be on the show as well. We're going to have a couple of main event leaders on the Sirius show tomorrow night. Looking forward to that. So here's the thing with John. He moves into first place despite the fact he lost Antonio Brown. So good news, bad news. But more good news because, wait, they get a load of this team. So without Antonio Brown, yeah, that sucks. But, okay, how's he going to bounce back? Well, he might do it with Todd Gurley, DeAndre Hopkins, Mark Ingram. Oh, I'm not done yet.
Oh, boy.
Kenyon Drake. He's got Kenyon Drake in the flex, who's been killing it. So his quarterback is Phillip Rivers. or Jared Goff. I mean, that's going to be an interesting decision because Goff's got a great matchup against the Titans. But, yeah, he loses Antonio Brown. He's got Robert Woods
on his bench, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, so he'll be able to plug Woods in there. So, but Gurley, Hopkins, and Ingram and Drake, his top four, are just studly. So, yeah, that's a great team.
All right, let's move on to the RotoWire Online Championship. Gerald Danielson leading the way at this point. Do we have his roster?
I do not, no.
Let me see. Let me get it real quick. Looks like he's been kind of alternating Big Ben and Case Keenum. Got Le'Veon Bell, Kareem Hunt, Rob Gronkowski, Tyreek Hill, Josh Gordon, Devontae Adams, and looks like he had Diggs and Olsen on the bench last week even, and he's still leading. So nice roster for Jared there. Moving on to the cut line, leader is Matt Davis. I don't have his roster in front of me, do you?
No, I don't. No, I just had the two main event guys.
All right. Well, that leaves one. Our last national competition is the Draft Champions. Now, this is a 16-week-long competition that you drafted from the beginning of the year. There were no pickups involved at all during the year, so the computer picks your optimal lineup. Leader there is Jeff Matthews. So good luck to all these guys moving forward. We got 1 week to go. Good luck to everyone else trying to chase them down, and let's hope everybody has a great week. No more injuries this week, I hope. Sick of that, and let's have a great 3-day playoff.
Before we get to the end, I've helped you on a couple of podcasts with questions, lineup questions, and so forth. I got one lineup question for this week. My rest of my lineup is locked in. I got one spot, though, that I'm not sure where I want it, what I want to do here. So here you go.
All right.
I got three choices, possibly four, but three choices.
Right.
It's my wide receiver four spot, okay?
Okay.
So it's a flex, basically a flex.
But PPR league?
PPR.
Okay.
All right. Cooper Kupp against the Titans.
Yep.
Nelson Aguilar against the Raiders. Martavis Bryant against the Texans. Or I could go to the waiver wire and throw the dart at Keelan Cole.
Hoofta. I'm going to say you don't need to go out on the waiver wire at this point. I like those other three options a lot. My God, that's a tough. Who are your other three receivers you're starting?
Brandon Cooks, A.J. Green, and Juju Smith-Schuster.
Okay, so you are starting Schuster. So I was going to say Bryant might have been my favorite pick at that point, but because you have Schuster, maybe you want to
I want the points. Look at that matchup against Texans.
My ranking is Bryant, Kupp, Aguilar. They're close, though, man. I don't think
they are. That's why I asked.
I know. I don't think you're wrong. To me, it's all right. And you know what? You got Martavis Bryant on Monday. I know that shouldn't matter, but that's always, for me, it's fun to have a guy at the end if you're down a little bit. You know what I mean? So to me, I guess, go Bryant, Kupp, Aguilar is my order, but I don't think you can go wrong any of those. Aguilar plays the late game, too, so I don't think you can go wrong either way.
The guy said, I normally don't do these things. You know, my opponent's doing this and that. The guy in second place in the league starts Foles.
Maybe that makes
sense. I normally don't give a shit about something like that.
Yeah, I know you don't. But geez, there's a lot to consider there.
If it's this close, which I think it is, I agree with you. I think these three guys are all in the same tier. So if it's this close, I would tend to look at something like that.
Yeah, I just with Brown being out and the Texans being just so awful on pass defense and Roethlisberger, you got Schuster too. I don't know, man. I can't help you here. This is really tough.
Oh my, you're.
I'm worthless.
Thank you very much for the help on this podcast.
Bryant Kupp Aguilar. Bryant Kupp Aguilar. Still, I'm going to stick with that.
All right. One time I ask you for help.
And you're going to win no matter what. So my pick would be, it's not going to matter for you, I don't think.
All right. Whatever you say.
All right.
All right. That's the way we end the podcast today.
All righty. Sounds good. We'll be back, I think, tomorrow with Greg back in tow. Otherwise, we'll for sure be back Thursday to get you started on some of the early games on the weekend. Until that time, everybody have a good week, and hopefully everyone stays healthy in practice this week.